Father Craig, Father Jose, Father Kyle, deacons, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ, it is indeed a great joy once again to be with you this morning to celebrate this sacred liturgy during which you will have just seen your master be formally installed. And in a few moments, he will stand and lead us in the profession of faith, the doctrine of our church and our belief that we celebrate every Sunday and every holy day of obligation. And then we will stop, and Father Craig will continue. He will make his oath of fidelity to the teachings of the church. He will profess what he holds dear. And he will stand before you, his people, now, and make that promise to be faithful to God in all things. Father Craig, this is never a task that we take lightly. So I ask you to listen to the words that he is pronouncing. And as he's praying that oath of fidelity, pray with him that he will be strong and a good and faithful leader for you in this great parish. After the last two Sundays of the great mysteries of our faith, of the Blessed Trinity, and then last Sunday, the beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, the church returns today to ordinary time. We will be in this time now until the beginning of Advent. And we hear at the beginning now Jesus establishing through parables the mystery of the kingdom. He goes to the most simple and most profound image that so many of his time would be able to identify with. But not just then, but now. The image of the seed that is planted, that the farmer takes such great care to make sure that his fields are ripe eventually for the harvest. He doesn't know how it grows or how the harvest is produced, but he knows that he's done his part. And when the time is ripe, the harvest is brought in and there is enough for all. We don't always know or see or recognize the simple and ordinary work of God in our midst. Those tiny acts of faith and trust, those simple acts of service to our sisters and brothers, the simple laying down of our lives, which is never easy for those that we are called to serve. But the work of God goes on. And you can't force that work. The farmer can't simply plant the seed one day and expect to harvest the next. It takes time. It takes time with God. But God, who sees and hears every small, sometimes even insignificant thing in our lives, is already at work to bring it to fruition. God is the patient gardener. We are the impatient ones that are trying to rush it along. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so we're called to be people of faith and trust in our God. And then he goes on, he says, well, what other image can I use? And he does the image of the mustard seed. A few years ago, I had the humble privilege of, like probably like many of you, of being on pilgrimage in the Holy Land. And our guide showed us what a mustard seed looked like. If you can imagine the finest of pens just tipping your hand, it was so tiny, you could barely see it. And yet it's apparently from that smallest of seeds grows this huge plant that is able to produce so much. Again, out of seemingly nothing, great things are then produced. Father Craig, in your ministry here as pastor, you will plant many seeds. You probably will not see them all come to fruition. And yet, the role of being the pastor is that we sometimes the fruits that others have planted. Seeds that pastors and associates and others down through the long history of this parish might now only be coming to bear fruit. And you are the one now to receive them as blessings and gifts from God. And just as the farmer can't rush those seeds to produce the harvest, neither can we in our ministry. Pope Francis' recent address said simply, be patient but loving to those with whom you live and work every day. Nothing more. And yet we think that it's got to be more. And we've got to have an instant response. Push that button and everything will be instant. It doesn't work like that, does it? How many times have we gone to God in prayer? Laid our hearts before Him, poured out our souls, as it were, and only to go back to God and say, excuse me, God, I think you made a mistake. This is not what I asked for. God says, that's what you need. A little bit further, you say, well, you know, I'll be it from asking you, God, but this is not what I asked for. And God says, I know, but this is what you need. What part of this conversation don't you understand? You know? God has heard our pleas. God has heard our requests. God is listening to us. And patiently and lovingly, He's guiding us to accept His will with a generous heart. Father Craig, that is now your task as the leader of this community. But you don't do it alone. You have two wonderful priests to serve you. You have amazing deacons, you have amazing staff, and you have an incredible parish. I remember the very first time I stood in this spot with Father Larry looking over my shoulder. I was quaking. But I thought, you know what? It's okay. He wasn't that bad anyway, We build on what has gone before. We have the opportunity, as St. Paul says in that wonderful letter, this go by faith, not by sight. And yet sight enables us to see what needs to be done. Faith then asks us to entrust that to God, to take those simple and ordinary things, make them great with simple love. Let that be the hallmark of your ministry and as your pastorate here in this great parish. The beautiful image of Ezekiel this morning, again, that overwhelming presence and love of God, who takes a simple twig and makes it into the almighty cedar tree. A promise to the people that things will be always with God. And today again, we begin a new chapter in the life of this parish community. And yet day in and day out, week in, week out, Sunday after Sunday, as now we begin to return to a normal way of life, if it will ever be normal again, we come with the simple gift of faith. We come to take ordinary gifts of bread and wine, and through the power of the Spirit, they will become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given to us then as food so that we can go out and be His disciples in word and deed. Every Mass, your priest dismisses us with the words, go in peace, go and proclaim, go and live. Take what you have received, become what you have received. And finally, Father Craig, I entrust and your ministry here to the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Never be afraid to go to her for the needs of your people. She will listen intently and she will hold you as one of her priests, one of her sons, and she will whisper gently the will of the Lord for you, which is nothing more than what she spoke 2,000 years ago at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. Remember those final words of the rite of installation. Be a kind shepherd, a good father, an inspiration to your people. This is the mustard seed of this great parish. With you and those around you, it will continue to grow again and become as great as it has always been. And guided by Mary's prayers and intercession, may you be the faithful leader of this faith community. And together may you, with your priests and deacons and all who serve with you in ministry, say yes to God, who hears every prayer.